You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, chatting about places where you need to get permission from the government. Specifically, we're talking about licensing, but there's a lot of different examples of where getting permission from the government is really the first thing you have to do, isn't there?
Yeah, it is, Kevin. You know, you hear the discussion in the political arena about, you know, red tape and, you know, government getting in, you know, how much government's involved with businesses. And this is what we really mean. We're talking about licenses that have to be obtained in order to operate a business, permits that may have to be applied for, mm-hmm. all these different things where you need to get something, some piece of paper, or pay something to a government agency or entity in order to proceed with what you want to do in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the most straightforward, simplest example is and every business has one, is the tax identification number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start out, you know, first of all, you file articles with the Secretary of State for the
mm-hmm.
state.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying a fee,
right,
to be official and have that liability shield. And then you're going to the IRS and applying for a tax identification number, which is like the Social Security number for the business. That's how you'll report on tax returns. That's how, you know, some vendors will ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be defined by that number. And then depending on the state and depending on the type of business you have, you may have some state tax ID number as well. Here in Minnesota, if you're having to collect sales tax, or if you have employees and have withholding tax or some of those things, you have to obtain a state tax ID number, and that's how you need that for those purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So tax ID numbers are kind of the most basic example, and of course filing your articles, of permissions that you would need from the government in order to start your business.
So in the restaurant business, there's, from what I understand, kitchen licenses. I'm not exactly sure what those are, but you can elaborate on those a little bit. And you, of course, deal with a lot of different breweries. There's mm-hmm. a lot of licensing involved there as well. Talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, let's talk about both. First, with the restaurant, restaurant's going to have a couple of different issues. The restaurant's going to need a retail Class A liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to go, and here in Minnesota, those are handled by the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to go to the city to get to apply for a liquor license in order to sell liquor at their restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to have a commercial kitchen there, which is going to require some level of permitting and inspection. And inspection
mm-hmm.
bounces all over at different levels. It could be city, could be county, could be state, depending on where you're located. And that's speaking here of Minnesota. So then you're going to
mm-hmm.
have, because they want to make sure, like the health inspector is going to make sure that everything is clean and sanitary, in the kitchen area.
Absolutely.
So those kinds of issues come up with the restaurant. With the breweries have three levels of regulation and permitting that's required. You have a federal license to manufacture
mm-hmm.
through the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Trade Bureau. We've talked about that on this show before,
mm-hmm.
and you have to show them your location and your layout and proof of funds and ownership and all sorts of things, and submit anybody owning more than 10% or being a principal officer has to submit to a criminal background check and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to get a license from the state, and you have to get licenses from approval from both for your labels to be able to, if you're going to sell beer on shelves. And then if you're going to have a tap room, which
mm-hmm.
a lot of these breweries do, that goes through your local municipality, so you have to go usually through the city to get a permit for that. So, again, there are a lot of different layers in those two types of businesses where you have to get a lot of permissions, should we call them, from the government in order to proceed. At the risk of fines if you don't.
Sure. Now, you had mentioned that in Minnesota, at least, and of course, I'm sure many of the other states have this available in whatever context, but in Minnesota, there's actually a website that's dedicated to licensing, and they give you all the details.
Yeah, it's a great website, and for those of people listening in Minnesota that have that are thinking of starting a business or have a business, want to make sure they're compliant, go to mn.gov/e-license, so E-L-I-C-E-N-S-E. And you can put a profession in there, and not only will it pull up yes or no, it'll say what licenses you have to have, but also the statutory or administrative code provision that supports that. So you can go find that in those, you go to the Revisor of Statutes website, and you can find all our Minnesota statutes and Minnesota rules and everything like that. So you can go right to the source based on what you find on the e-license site and find the applicable statutory administrative provisions that back up what's needed. And you go to any of these government websites and they'll there's a form to fill out and they'll say what the filing fee is and all those kinds of things. So it's pretty straightforward. That's what we talk about with government being in our lives is, certain businesses, the states have decided it's in their interest to regulate. You see a lot of stuff in real estate. In order to get you have to have a real estate license. It means you have to, you're going to have to take classes towards it. For me, I have a law license. I had to go to school for, a law school for 3 years, get a degree, take an exam, take two exams. I had a regular bar exam and a professional responsibility bar exam. Had to go through and submit a whole bunch of paperwork. When I was licensed in Wisconsin, I didn't have to take an exam again, but I had to submit to all this background, review before I could be admitted. So there's, certain professions the states have decided that they have an interest in making sure that they have some say in how those businesses are carried out, and that's how they do it, through licensing and permits.
And here, the necessity of having an attorney involved in your organization and understanding this whole thing. I was just blown away recently when saw one of the political leaders on Capitol Hill talking about all the new rules and regulations created for business, and it was actually one day's work, and it was this nice big thick stack of paper, and she goes, here's Monday, here's Tuesday, here's Wednesday. And so getting an attorney involved in your business and helping you understand what licensing requirements are and navigating this is a really huge piece. All the legal issues in business are a big deal today.
That's right, and like I always tell people, one business client may deal with this one time. We have to deal with this many times, and so it's always best to work with a professional that knows the lay of the land in terms of the regulatory environment.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, talking about areas of licensing and places you'll need to get permission from the government. You can go to that website, mn.gov/e-license. Again, Kevin with Jeff here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. No matter if you're a startup organization or you've been around in business 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 or 30 years, you've got a business story that we'd like to hear. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you'd like to be featured on TBFS Radio, please go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com, and click on the link for Request an Interview. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com. Or you can call our studios at 763-267-7260. Get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear your story.
Hi, I'm Russ Brainerd. Before I discovered the Spike System, I was like many Americans who had a lifelong struggle with weight. This struggle ended 10 years ago when I first began to spike, and since then I have learned how to get in the best shape of my life. What is spiking? Spiking is a healthy lifestyle that allows you to truly eat what you love and still lose and maintain weight. Strict diets actually reduce our body's natural metabolism, which explains why most dieters hit the dreaded plateau. Spiking gives our metabolism a significant boost that lasts for several days, which allows us to lose weight at an accelerated rate. So here's what a spike looks like. On spike day, you are encouraged to eat more calories than you need and enjoy whatever kind of foods you like. The other 6 days of the week, you eat a responsible calorie amount with foods high in protein and fiber. So overall, you're in a caloric deficit, which means you lose weight. But the benefit of spiking keeps your metabolism burning strong. It also gives you a mental break each week. For more information, discover the Spike System and get started on a new you today. Losing weight and living healthy was never easier and more fun than spiking. I'm Russ Brainerd, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show with a few thoughts on how your customers might be viewing your organization. When Bain & Company surveyed a number of businesses and asked how their clients would rate their service, the companies stated that 80% of their clients would rate them as superior. However, when the customers themselves were surveyed, only 8% of them gave these same businesses a superior rating. That's quite a gap, but it does serve to illustrate how little companies really know about what their customers are thinking. Can you afford to run your business without knowing what issues might be causing your customers to want to leave? Can you afford to be missing out on opportunities for growth simply because you aren't talking to your clients? Of course, the answer is no. So get started today talking to your clients. And if you're not sure how to put this together or construct it, give us a call at the Business Forum Show, 763-267-7260. Or look us up on the web, thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to hook you up with resources to help you get in touch with your clients today. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.